Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of dua and the various duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today's hadith wa an Tariq ibn Ashyam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala kana ar-rajulu idha aslama 'allamahu an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as-salata thumma amarahu an yad'a bi ha'ula'i al-kalimat Allahumma ighfirli warhamni wahdini wa'afini warzuqni. Rawahu Muslim. The Tariq ibn Ashyam radiyallahu anhu narrates that when a person embraced Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would teach him salah, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would instruct him to supplicate. He would instruct him to make the dua, or make dua with these words: O Allah, forgive me. Allahumma ghfirli, O Allah, forgive me. Warhamni, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be merciful to me. Wahdini, O Allah, guide me. Wa'afini, O Allah, grant me well-being. وَرْزُقْنِي and O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide me with sustenance. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ لَهُ عَنْ طَارِقٍ أَنَّهُ سَمِعَ النَّبِيَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ وَأَتَاهُ رَجُلٌ فَقَالْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ كَيْفَ أَقُولُ حِينَ أَسْأَلُ رَبِّي قَالَ قُلْ اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَارْحَمْنِي وَعَافِنِي وَارْزُقْنِي فَإِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ تَجْمَعُ لَكَ دُنْيَاكَ وَآخِرَتَكَ. In another riwayat also by Tariq radiallahu anhu, he said he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a man came to him and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what should I say when I ask my sustainer, when I ask Allah, when I make dua to Allah, what should I say, what words should I say? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, say, O Allah, forgive me. Allahumma ghfirli, O Allah, forgive me. Warhamni, have mercy on me. Wa'afini, grant me well-being. وَرْزُقْنِي O Allah, grant me sustenance. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say that these words will combine for you the good of this world and the year after. In other words, the good of this world and the good of the year after are combined in these words. He explained that Allahumma ghfirli warhamni is linked to the year after. That a person is completely forgiven. Allah Pak is showing him complete mercy. His akhirat is completely made. وَعَافِنِي وَرْزُقْنِي And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me well-being. This afiyat has got a very broad meaning. The Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi would say, he said, Bayo, mango. People, oh my friends, piaro, if you want, ask. But when you ask, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you with afiyat. Because when you get something with afiyat, then it comes very easily, it comes very nicely, it comes in the way that is best for a person. Afiyat got to do with well-being of the mind, well-being of the body, well-being of a person's physical health, spiritual health, well-being of his iman. Every kind of well-being that you can think of is incorporated in afiyat. So then Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi would give one example, one story. He would mention under this that there was once one person that was traveling. So this person was traveling, he had no means of conveyance, he had no animal to travel on, so he was walking, he was going pedal on foot. And as he was going and going and going, he began to get tired. So he sat down and he made dua, that O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant me a gora. Gora means horse. Oh, then he thought to himself, okay, if Allah Pak, you don't grant me a male horse, grant me a gori, a female horse. Then he's sitting and thinking that his dua is not getting answered. So what he did was, O Allah, if you don't give me a gori, give me a baby of a gori, give me a foal, give me a foal, a small baby horse. So he's asking different duas now. So he's thinking now the dua is not getting answered, so he made dua for this baby horse. And the Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi said that this person had taken rest now and he's sitting and he's making this kind of dua. Suddenly one soldier on a horseback, on a female horse, on a gori, had come, and it happened such that this female horse also was pregnant, and it happened such that this horse had given birth. Now this person is sitting on the side of the road. Had the soldier seen him there, that small foal that was born, now that foal wasn't capable of walking on its own and moving on its own, and this soldier now needed somebody to take that thing. So he saw this man there, and he took it and he put it onto this man's shoulders, onto his arms, and told him, right, you walk with this thing and you come with me now to where I'm going. So then now this person had to wake up, he's carrying that small foal and he's walking with the soldier, and the soldier is going on the horse. So then he's making now dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that O Allah, I asked you for this, but this is a ulta, it's opposite to what I have asked. I have asked for that animal to carry me, not that I must carry the animal. So now, yeah, I'm carrying that animal, the animal is not carrying me. So then anyway, this example that the Shaykh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi gave is that when we ask also, ask Allah Pak, grant me what afiyat, Allah Pak knows best how to give it to us. Sometimes we're just asking, but we're not asking with afiyat. It will come, but it will come upside down, then we'll regret why we ask. Now it is more work for us, then less work. So when we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah grant me what ease. Make it easy for me, that mental ease, psychological ease, save me from all type of anxieties, problems, and make it such that it's good for me. So afiyat is included in all this. Therefore, the Mullah Shafi'i Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, the dua that he would make the most is, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah fi dunya wal-akhirah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me, pardon me, and grant me afiyat, ease in this world, and afiyat in the year after. Afiyat in the year after will mean savior from the fear of hashar, from the savior of answering on the day of qiyamah, all the different marhalas that come in akhirat. Save me from all that, make it easy for me, and granting me jannat, all that is included in afiyat. So here we see what a comprehensive dua Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught this person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.